That is called what? Doubt. What did I call it? Doubt. The man didn't wake up and say, I want to doubt. Satan gave him the reasons to doubt. And once those things were so clear before his eyes, he started, in fact, not he started, he believed those things and began to reject the things he believed before. That's what doubt is. What is the fight of faith? I choose what I believe. It's the word of God. I choose it, I hold on to it, no matter what. Let me put it like this. Even if I died, I would die believing that thing. You hear what I said? And you say, what if you die believing it? How has it benefited you? Let me just tell you this story and then we'll finish with it. There's a man in the Bible, his name is Abraham. God said to him, a father of many nations I have made thee. The man was not, physically speaking, a father of a tiny nation by the time he died. I hope you know that. Yes. Yet he died believing it. And let me ask you a question. Did he become a father of many nations? In case you do not know, you, sitting down here, you are numbered as one of the nations. I didn't say you are a part of the nation, no. Did I say so? You didn't hear me. I said you are numbered as what? One nation. Oh God. The smallest amongst them will be what? At the Bible says, is he a company? And the biggest, or a nation. There's one scripture like that. Before we go, I'll look for it. The point I'm making is, I want to say the father of many nations. You are not counted, you, as an individual. You're not counted as one of the members of a nation. One person, God expects him to be what? A nation. So when Abraham became a father of many nations, you are one of the nations that he became a father of. Yet, that was not many thousands of years ago. He died believing it. What am I saying? This is what faith is. Once I've made up my mind from the word of God, what I believe, I ain't changing my mind. That's why I tell people, don't build your expectation on material things. Praise God. I don't believe God. I'm going to buy a Lamborghini. Amen. I hold. That's not faith. That's desire. That's, how do I call it now? It just is desire. That's not faith. Lamborghini is not the word of God. Amen. What did I say? Lamborghini is not the word of God. Why am I just talking about Lamborghini? I don't even know. Let's look for something else. Rolls Royce. House. In the name of Jesus, I have a big house. Wake up every morning, start confessing you have a big house. One day you are going to have a big casket. I hope you know that. At least, no, it doesn't mean anything. Yeah. One day this thing has to come to an end. If Jesus doesn't come back before then. So that's not what I mean by faith. That's not the word of God. Faith can produce that for you. Amen. It can produce it, yes, most certainly. 10,000 times over. But that's not what we hold on to. I can hold on to a word of prosperity, and it's a word of God. You know mine. Behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. Listen, you can't change my mind about it. Even if I wanted to change my mind, all I need to do is get the tapes I preached about it. Listen to it twice. Then I will recover my mind. Behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river. Paul said to Timothy, because of that prophetic word, I have issued you certain commandments. Because of that prophetic word, I issued myself certain commandments. Like I have a rule. I don't run after money. So if you move this ministry to Abuja, my God. I let me move ministry because of offerings. Let me not say what's in my mind concerning you. I've told you, people have given me all kinds of counsel. You have to start Sunday services because that is when people give offering. They don't know I have a commandment because of a prophecy. You are getting what I'm saying? Every time a prophetic word goes forth, you know what it says to you? There are things you do, there are things you don't do. It's deliberate for me. Anytime when it comes to ministry materials, Israel knows what I'm talking about. We strategize for widest distribution, not for widest sale. It's for widest distribution. In fact, all our books will soon be on the website. When I say all, I mean all. But recently, I was meditating about it. We were thinking about withdrawing three of them, and there's a reason. You say that, you want to sell that one? Not really. We are trying to look for an outlet to propagate it into a circle of people that normally don't come to a place like Kingdom World website. Why? These are commandments. Look, who was talking to me the other day? one lady was talking to one sister. Okay, yes. She said that she wanted, somebody said, you're listening to this Pastor Banky. He said, can't listen to somebody. He said, no, she said, and she understood, but that she went online trying to get to the words of many of the big ministers she knew so as to download messages, and they were not available. That is, oh, I like this man of God, this woman of God, I want her material. So you go to the website, you look for them. You can buy a set of DVDs for $200 and not get $200. I just want to hear a word. Why can't I just click? You want to read this one? You want to listen to this? We'll send it for you for this amount of money. Everything was for sale. I'm not saying it's evil. Yes, I have a personal commandment which is in line with the one this man too had. What is his name? Andrew Womack. This thing must be available. There are very few ministers that do that. In fact, most of the people I know, well, don't let me count too many people, but of the ones I know, a majority are not American. They are not American. I don't mean North American. I said they are not American. One I'm thinking of is from, both of them I'm thinking of now are African and Asians. They're the ones that make it available. Just click. And anytime we're working on our website, you know, the message is up there right now, they're over 500. And I'm always very happy when I want to show somebody. Say, you need to just open and press this. Click. Amen. Praise the Lord. The message starts. What am I saying? Commandments come out of prophecies. Prophetic words produce what? Commandments. And what do we call those commandments? Who can remember the word we use for them? Testimonies. Thank you. What are testimonies? They are customized commandments. That is, once you have faith in God, there are things He tells you you can't do. Not as if it's illegal. Are you getting my point? It's not wrong, like wrong like that. But for you, no, you just don't go near that side. Because the prophetic word you are operating by says, no, that one doesn't work for you. For me, there are things that don't work. And it's all born out of a number of prophetic words. One of them which says, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. What that means is that whatever it is I have given you to do, do it well. Don't worry. You will prosper. Are you getting my point? I'm not allowed to strategize for how the ministry will bring more fun. Forget. It's against the word of God, that prophetic word. What is the fight? The fight is to maintain that which I have believed from the beginning. Like I said, we are not fighting to say, hey, I will have this car. No. I will have this house. I will travel to this place. No. We take a word of God and hang our lives upon it. Even if I died today, that word will still be coming from my mouth and it will still be in my hands. Are you getting my point? And let me tell you, the way God does things, let me leave that anyway. But the point I want to make is that my descendants will benefit from that word. And I have two groups of descendants. There are natural descendants, like Akinolu, Olugbenga, you know, people like that. And then there are spiritual descendants. And who are those spiritual descendants? Everyone that believes the word that I preached while saying those things. Are you getting my point? So that word has ignited a race of blessed people. And no devil on earth can stop it from manifesting. That's what I mean. That's what we call faith. That's real faith. We hold on to the word of God. And circumstances around must not be allowed to discourage us. It's a fight. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. So let's rise to our feet. Anyway, maybe we'll continue next time. I will try next time to just get into this immediately without having to say anything much. There's just one I want us to do today. All right? And then we are out of here. We'll do that. Even if it's 5 minutes, then we'll close. It's a battle. Do you understand my point? It's what? A battle. Let me just say another thing before I go on. Don't let every little gain, when I say gain now, if you are believing God that, all right, let's use power as an example. It's going to be a constant matter in this nation. All right, this will be good. You make small advancement, you now relax. Are you getting my point? No, maintain that pressure. The kingdom of God does what? Suffers violence. And our violence is spiritual. It's not physical, though. It's spiritual. And this is how the violence is. If they, using this power as an example, they remove the power you have, you don't change your mind. If they start giving you power 12 hours of 24, you don't say, hey, let's now relax. We'll continue declaring. If it comes 24 out of 24, in fact, as far as you are concerned, all the days of your life, you will sustain power in this country with your mouth. Let your children get used to it. You know what I mean? Like, they can get used to it. They know they quench light. You understand? But for you, Nalai, you are the soldier of God that will make sure that that occurs. I just added that the fact that if things improve, like one of my friends said once, there's a man they were praying for. They were praying for the man. They began to recover, and they all stopped praying for him. Then he died suddenly. The man was very, very sick. Everybody was praying. Church was praying. They began to recover, and every man went about his business. Then they woke up one morning. The man clearly, rapidly died before they would start praying again. I just felt like adding that one to it. All right? Let's not get complacent. Let's not get complacent. And most importantly, please, don't. You know, sometimes you feel under obligation to cooperate with your friends when they are talking. You know what I mean? Yes. They're talking. Say, yes, things don't work. Look at it now. They are just recycling all these old men. They are recycling them. This man was PDP secretary 8 years ago. Now he's a minister of this. Are they the only people in this country? This one was minister of defense. Now he's now national security advisor. What is going on in this country? And you wake up every night and you sit down. And know those talks, they never come to an end. Have you noticed that nobody that came from our local government and went from there to the north and back to the south ever became governor in this state? Can you believe that? Yeah, so we never agree. In fact, what has been going on right now is that the governor just recycling the same people, local government chairman. They are now the ones that are, what they call it, commissioners, and the commissioners are now back as councillors and councillors. This is a useless state. And you say, yes, it's a useless state. Satan said, thank you. I was walking towards that. So what should I say? It's simple. We're not hanging our faith on politics, amen? So we don't care who's the new governor of any state. Our faith is in the word of God. What did I say? Our faith is in the word of God. Say, what do you think about this matter? All I know is that in the midst of everything, God is working. We are going to make progress no matter what. God is the one that appoints people as kings. The king of God will mount that throne and I will prosper by it. So you don't need to know too much politics. Are you getting my point? It's not that you don't need anybody to prove to you God is working. Just trust that he's working. What do you have to say about the situation of this country? We are going somewhere great. We are prophesying good concerning this country. Prosperity will be within her, palaces in the name of Jesus Christ. Security is our portion in this country. Leave those who are misbehaving, let them misbehave. In their misbehavior, they will do the will of God. You have not sided anybody, have you? You never curse anybody. You don't curse anybody. But that kind of talk can kill people. You don't know that. If they're talking like that, some people want to withstand the word of God. The word of God will just stand up. They are gone. And you won't even know you were responsible. Therefore, let's take a few minutes, please, and speak concerning our country. And if you are not a Nigerian, wherever you are, the same principles apply. We're just speaking like this because we are Nigerians. You understand? So let's begin to declare again. First of all, let's start with thanksgiving. All the time, that one never misses it. Let's start with it. Say, Father, we thank you. Let's begin to give him thanks for the things that we have experienced so far. If I just repeat after me, say, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we give you thanks. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for what we have experienced. We thank you because if we have lost anything, say like you believe it, you are the reason we did not lose everything. Lord, we thank you for peace. We thank you for abundant provision. We thank you for stability. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, we thank you for peace. Say like you believe in, Lord, we thank you for peace. We thank you for stability. We thank you for abundant provisions. In the name of Jesus Christ. Just give God thanks in your own way. Just give him thanks for anything. Thank him for life. Thank him for your job. Thank him for the work you are doing. Thank him for the work you are not yet doing. Thank you for the time he has given you to seek him. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, like I said, just a few minutes, let's just do something, all right? This thing just keeps coming to my mind, and I think it's now we start fighting towards it. This figure, Abby, this year, 2015. How many of you have heard of 2015? You know it's a year, amen? It's coming up in 2 years' time. We're in 2013. People already begin to say things about 2015. Nobody can deny us the presidency. It's time for power to shift. This is when everybody is talking. we don't know what this country may be may disintegrate 2015. Listen, let's plaster it. Amen. What did I say? Let's hold it together with the super glue of God. Is it, that word 2015 is so strong in my mind. Let's turn, everybody close your eyes, please. Turn towards 2015. Now, I believe that this is the reason why 2015 is important, that we start praying about it now. For those, I just want to teach you small medicine. How many of you ever heard of diabetes? The kind of diabetes children get, they tend to start when they are teenagers. But they taught us, and I teach students that also, that it actually starts when they're like 2 years of age. Yeah, it starts manifesting maybe when they're like 14, 15, 16, thereabout. The events of 2015, that's what I'm going to explain, has begun now. Do you get my point? That's why we should tackle, even though we are speaking about 2015, listen to me, we're actually arranging political arrangements. We are scattering alliances. We are joining new ones. We are putting order into this nation, even though we are talking about what? 2015. Let's just shut our eyes. Think of 2015. It's a year of election, change of government. Now speak to 2015. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command peace upon you. Concerning this nation, I command peace upon you. Every worker of iniquity, say, every satanic force, in the name of Jesus Christ, I destroy your power. Concerning this nation. 2015, listen. There will be no bloodshed.
There
will be peace.
There will be order.
And there will be no disintegration of this nation. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to this. Say 2015. You will receive the leader anointed and appointed by God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Say 2015, you will experience security. You will experience prosperity concerning this nation, in the name of Jesus Christ. Say 2015, in the name of Jesus, we cement you with the word of God. We cement you with the decree of the church of God. And we declare peace. That's all. Listen, no matter what you see from now, you must not change your mind. No matter what. See, those words, you don't have to remember verbatim. Whichever way you spoke them, whichever way you remember them. You know what you are doing? What you are doing is that you are commanding peace between now and then. You know what you are doing? There are people who are already arranging. You know, they say CPC and ACN wants to join. Yesterday I heard that some people in ACN say, no, Buhari cannot run. Look, they are beginning to calculate. But by these simple words, what you have done is that you have decided who will unite or who will not unite. There are alliances that are strong now that will disintegrate. There are new ones that will form. Listen, by the simple words that we are speaking concerning that year, the political events of this nation from now till that time, we are commanding peace upon it.
Amen.
Listen, let me tell you something. You will prosper in this land.
Amen.
Listen to me. You will make progress in this land.
Amen.
Listen to me, please. Let me just say this. You can travel anywhere. My wife likes to travel to many places. And because of that, I'm beginning to like to travel to many places. Amen. But you must never run anywhere. There's a difference between traveling and running. What did I say? Running is that you think there's security there. The nation of Israel, Jeremiah spoke to them. He said, move with the Babylonians. They refused. They suffered for it. After that was over, he now spoke to them, said, now stay here, those of you who are remaining, don't go anywhere. Some say, you want to kill us. They ran to Egypt. Do you know Nebuchadnezzar went to Egypt and went and overtook them and killed them there? Tell your neighbor, safety
is of the Lord.
Safety
is only in the Lord.
Let me say it to you again. You can go anywhere. Maybe you like to see snow. And the only snow you have seen has been in your freezer. And the one on television. There's nothing wrong with liking to see snow. The other day, my mother said, it's just a joke. She was just talking about Jerusalem people. And after I finished abusing pilgrimage to Jerusalem, and I said to her, in case you want to go, Sha, let me know. That is, it's not pilgrimage. It's a trip. So if she wants to go on pilgrimage, I will gladly help her go on pilgrimage. I don't believe, I wonder, Jesus, you can never find the tomb where he died. That one there is a money-making tomb. It's true. You think I'm joking? I carry you to go and see Last Supper room. And you believe it. In fact, you are the mogul, not them. You believe that this is the Last Supper room. They have like two or three of those Last Supper rooms, I hope you know. Depending on the tourist company that took you there. It's money. Those Jews, you don't know those guys. If you want, they will kill a new Jesus, bury him for you, say, come and see him here. Now, the Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. The point I'm making is this. You can travel anywhere. But listen, this is the word of the Lord. You must not run anywhere. What did I say? You must not run anywhere. God will preserve your portion of this land in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will prosper. Your children will not know what they call poverty.
Amen.
You'll have to explain to them how to be kind to the poor because they won't know what it means to be poor.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every resource, everything that is needed to bring out your fruit in this land, God will supply it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because of you, power will be steady.
Amen.
Because of you, water will be everywhere well piped.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, in a few years, you will see Nigerian police, you will hardly recognize it.
Amen.
You know now, the way you look at phone, you know, I don't know, many of you became serious adults when phone was already there. Some of us married by queuing up at Nitel card at 12 midnight to go and talk to whom you won't marry. We saw the transition. We look back now, I see say once in a while, how did we survive? Let me tell you, that is the way you will marvel concerning Nigerian police.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's how you will marvel concerning power supply.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's how you will marvel concerning the educational sector in this country.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me say it to you again. It says, seek from the book of the Lord and read. None of these shall fail. Neither will any lack its mate. Now, you know why he had to explain that? Because he said things that were impossible. That's why he said it. He said, but this is how it happened. He said, once the mouth of the Lord commands, his spirit goes out to gather. I am not saying things that are reasonable. I'm not saying things that are natural. I'm not saying things we can plot by observing events and putting them on a piece of paper and seeing the possible outcome. I am saying that once we speak, the Spirit of God will go out and it will gather. Listen to what will be gathered concerning you. Prosperity will be gathered for you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Before God brought Adam and Eve into the garden, he first made the garden. Your garden will be made in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Before you step into that, your future, into that, your destiny, God will arrange every human being, every resource, every material thing that is needed to bring it to manifestation. He will arrange it without your own effort in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, you know what he says? Dwell in the land and do what? Cultivate faithfulness. He didn't say go there and be smart. What did he say? Dwell in your business and cultivate what?
Faithfulness.
You're an academic person? Dwell in academics and do what? Cultivate faithfulness. You are in ministry. Dwell in ministry and cultivate what? Faithfulness. He didn't say go to any of these places and go and make money. He didn't say go to any of the places and go and prosper. He said go there and do what? Cultivate faithfulness. It is his duty to bring forth your light as the noonday. It is his duty to make events come. You know the other day, they announced a new minister of power. And I said, look, I don't think that man organized and arranged that thing. I remember once, at the University of Ife then, there was big wahala on campus. They went to change the vice chancellor. They skimmed out the most popular man and put their own man in it. Then something happened, not related to that. Campus scattered. They began to sack everybody. Finally, they said, who's in the VC we want? The man they wanted had gone to London on sabbatical leave. They had to call him and say, well, come back home, come back home. We hear that you are the one that is wanted. They will send for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, dwell in the land and do what? Cultivate faithfulness. God will bring forth your judgment in the due season in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It will make your light shine like the noonday sun in its season in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me say to you again, you won't die young.
Amen.
You will see your children,
Amen.
Their children,
Amen.
And their own children too.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen, goodness will follow you.
Amen.
Mercy will never depart from your side.
Amen.
Goodness will follow you. Mercy will never depart from your side.
Amen.
Goodness will arrange the events of your life.
Amen.
Mercy will take you into your destiny.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hear it once again. In this country, you will do well.
Amen.
From here, you will go anywhere, but you will go with a pocket full.
Amen.
You are not going to go begging.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, preachers, a lot, those days, I hear it. I don't hear it much these days. Preachers, they want to go abroad. I like to go to America and Western Europe. Somebody can give them offering. But the man I love most of all is Bishop David Oyedepo. Say once he went abroad to America to go and preach. Somebody will say, oh, I was so blessed by your ministry. What needs do you have in your ministry? He said, our ministry is not a needy ministry. We are a giving ministry. If you have needs, tell me. He left Nigeria, went to America. And you know what someone was saying? What's the man of God doing in private jet? Bishop Oyedepo should please buy 10. You know why? I'll tell you my reason. For my sake, you should please buy 10. Because I knew when he was speaking, when he didn't have money. So I got buy 10. Let those who don't like him, and they vex. After you're not begging them for money. If you abuse him again, he'll buy another one. So if you don't want him to buy, just zip your mouth. He said one of those days he went to, I think another North American country, pastor, he said, he saw the host pastor was fidgeting. He said, what's the problem? And that the venue they are using, they've not paid the people. The people are done. Just ask the man, how much is the money? They told him. He opened his briefcase, counted it, gave it to them, go and pay. He was a guest minister from Nigeria. Went to America. He saw the pastor, you know, like fidgeting, say, hey, Israel, come, Alpha. Hey, Bishop, Alpha. He saw them, everybody whispering. He said, come, what is the problem? And they said, there's a problem, man, right now. They've not paid. They are supposed to pay the venue people, those who own the property. They have not paid. He said, how much? They told him. He opened the briefcase, counted for them US dollars. Go and pay and stop all this sweat. He said, black is not lack. Black, he said, is what? It's not lack. You will not lack in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I had to tell my wife, this people said they want to go abroad. I told my wife, listen, you ain't traveling to see anybody until I can count at least £1,000, put it in your pocket, and you go there and say, peace be upon this home. There are two kinds of peace. When you show up like this, peace be upon this home. Everybody will be happy you came. They wonder when you arrive. They don't say food will go down. Everything will go down. Bill will go up. And you're not, no, it's not the will of God. And you are traveling abroad. You have enough money. They want to go shopping. You go there. No, let me handle that. You pay. They say, no, we came from Nigeria. You know, dollar is changing for 160 naira. Bishop Oyedepo say, have more naira. You will not know how much it's changing for. I mean, yeah, it's changing, when it was changing for 10 naira to the dollar, did you have dollar? Now it's 160. What's it concern you? Don't worry. The day you need $1 million, if it's changing for 1,000, just have 1 billion naira. They will give it to you and there will be no quarrel. Listen, you can prosper from any corner of this world. That's the point I'm making. You will not run helter-skelter. I told you my commandment that came out of that prophetic word is that don't run helter-skelter for money. From wherever you are, you will prosper.
Amen.
I said, from wherever you are, you will prosper. Say, I will prosper.
I will prosper.
In this land, though,
I
will prosper.
Wherever I go.
Listen to this. Say, I am a missionary.
I am a missionary.
Now, missionary doesn't mean you've gone to the Congo, the bush, there to go and preach the gospel, you know, the way we think about it. That can be. But it means if tomorrow you are found in Ghana, it's because you went there to do business. You went there to do something. You are not hiding. That's what it means to be a missionary, to be on a mission. You will go to Australia as a missionary in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will go to North America as a missionary in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, you will go to South Africa as a missionary in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Remember what I said, though? There are different kinds of missionaries. There are those who go to preach. There are those who go to invest. There are those who have money. They go there. They go and read. They want to go and do something. You pay. How much is school fees? $10,000. Take. They sit down. After a year, they collect their certificate. They come back home. And go wherever they want. But they are not hiding in places. Listen, safety is only of the Lord. Promotion does not come from the east or the west or from the south. But God is judge. He puts down one and lifts you up. And that is your testimony in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. Some of you here, hear this well. The first time you are going to America, you will go with $10,000 to blow.
Amen.
You're not going to buy anything, no? You know, some people go to buy, say, let me buy. I'm a business person. Like, my wife travels, buys, comes home, sells. No. I mean, you just go and say, hey, your wife. In fact, you may even be a single man that time, say, a single woman, whichever one. But the first time, not the second, the first time you are going, you will count your $10,000 complete. When you get to see your friend, hey, how are you doing? Come, guys, let me take you. I say, you came from Nigeria to take us out. Yeah, come, let's go. What is it? Because you're in America. Do you know there's poverty here too? And there's prosperity anywhere. And I have come as a prosperous man to be a blessing to you. And you finish, when you finish, the only thing you bring back home are things you came to dash people that you travel to take. If you are the one, say amen.
Amen.
If you said that amen, it's your portion in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let me repeat what Bishop Oyedepo said. He said, black is not synonymous with lack. Black, he said what? It's not synonymous with lack. It's not. If you're a child of God, lack is not your portion.
Amen.
Listen, look, you have to walk like that. I was all looking and say, if I just get this visa lottery, my God, my life will change. Listen, a lizard in Nigeria will not become an alligator in America. A lizard here, you just go in there to continue your lizardry. Better let the word of God build you up. Are you getting my point? Until you become so strong that wherever you are, even if you are in Nigeria, you'll be a crocodile. You get what I'm saying? And then you can try. You know, I like, you know, some people can sit down and be criticizing, you know, what is a man of God, no, private jet. They say, why does a chicken cross the road to get to the other side? Why does a man buy a private jet to fly somewhere? Uh-huh. There's no, what's the matter? It means he's going somewhere that you are not going. What's your problem? You know, people can criticize. Should you buy a private jet? I don't know. But for your information, my car is some people's private jet. I hope you know that. My car is private jet to some people. Go to some interior villages, you know what I'm saying. So what's the man doing with the car at this store? Can't he just come here with a keke napep? We still have listened to his gospel. It's true. Listen, Minka and I went to preach on Sunday. You know, it's a small thing, but just a good illustration. Those of you who are here, I think, please go and buy food quickly. To go on that trip and come back, just like almost, we spent 10,000 naira to just, you know, for everything. That's how it is. So we say, 10,000 naira, just go here, come back. Why can't you portray to the place, not the gospel? But I didn't make the car. That is the amount of fuel it guzzles. But I got there in peace, returned in joyfulness. Is that not good?
Yes.
That's how private jet is for some people. Please don't join all these people that are brought up in poverty and their brain has refused to remove poverty. They're criticizing those who God has blessed. I don't know how people buy their jets. It will not concern me. But jets were made for man, not man for jet.
Yes.
The poverty were very terrible, very annoying. Once Bishop said he was in East Africa, to come back home, he was going to idle in Kenya for like 2 days, then hang around, go to, is it not Somalia, Ethiopia, finally collect flight, the man calculate, check, phone Lagos. Abiy, find a plane, come and pick me from here. I'm not staying one more day here. They took here an empty plane, empty. You don't get what I'm saying? They chartered a flight, empty, went straight to Kenya, landed, or got enter, flew back to Lagos. No, because you are not going somewhere, doesn't mean that people are not going somewhere. Because all your journey is from here to your shop, shop back to the house, back to Bible study. Then you go back. You know, what's happening in private? And it's true. Someone like me, if you give me a year, where am I going? From here to Itukozela, back to my house. And that's it now. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. Anyway, what was I trying to say? I'm trying to tell you the word of God concerning your life. You will prosper too.
Amen.
Hey, let me just say, they will criticize you too. Say amen now. Ah, amen. You don't know it's a blessing. Look at you. Are you ever saying, sit down and say, I don't know why that poor man is only eating beans. What do you mean? Hey, we talk about you. Did I hear an amen?
Amen.
Somebody will talk about you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Don't worry about it. There will be people who don't like you. That's just the way life is. It's a sign that you are going somewhere. Are you getting my point? It's a sign that you are going somewhere. It is a sign that you are going somewhere. And you will go somewhere in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
My emphasis again today is this. Wherever you are, wherever you put your feet, from there you will prosper in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because you are connected to the Most High God. Therefore, your high will never be, your life will never be low.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The path of the just is like the light of dawn. It's shining brighter and brighter and brighter until the perfect day. And that is your testimony in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Cheer up, brethren.
The word was.
God bless you.